聖書を拝読します。マタイの福音書20章29節から31節。
Matthew chapter 20 verses 29 and 31。
さて一行がエリアを出て行くと、大勢の群衆がイエスについて行った。すると見よ、道端に座っていた目の見えない二人の人がイエスが通られると聞いて、主よ、ダビデの子よ、私たちを憐れんでくださいと叫んだ。群衆は彼らを黙らせようとたしなめたが、彼らはますます主よ、ダビデの子よ、私たちを憐れんでくださいと叫んだ。
So finally, Jesus and his disciples left Jericho and headed for Jerusalem. And of course, a large crowd followed them. Two blind men sitting in the roadside heard the crowd approaching with Jesus, and they cried out, Lord, have mercy on us, son of David. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted louder, Lord, son of David, have mercy on us.
皆さん、おはようございます。
Good morning, everyone.
お茶の水の教会の鈴木敦弘と申します。
My name is Atsuhiro Suzuki, and I'm a member at Ochanomizu Church of Christ in Tokyo.
現在、61歳です。4年前に早期退職をして、キリストの教会伝道学院の最終学年の学生です。よろしくお願いいたします。
I'm 61 years old, and 4 years ago, I made the decision to end my career early to enroll in Japan School of Evangelism, and now I'm in my final year of study.
水戸の教会には、今から40年ほど前、この礼拝堂が新築された時に、剣道式に出席したのが最初だったと思います。
The first time that I ever worshipped with the Mito Church,family was about 40 years ago now when I attended the dedication of this church building that we're sitting in.
水戸の教会の伝道者は今はジョエル兄弟とアコシ兄弟ですけども、その前に常木兄弟とか小畑兄弟がおられると思います。その前の鈴木正夫兄弟が伝道者でおられた時にこちらの剣道式があったと記憶しています。
Right now, Joel and Hiro are the pastors, but before them, of course, was Atsushi Tsuneki, and before him, Yukikazu Obata, and before him was Masao Suzuki Sensei, who was serving at the church at the time that I came here.
その鈴木正夫先生の前の伝道者でおられた上村昌司先生から東京の代々木八幡キリストの教会でバプテスマを受けました。
And the pastor here at Mito Church before Suzuki Sensei was Shoji Uemura, and he was the one who baptized a Suzuki-san at the Yoyogi Hachiman Church of Christ in Tokyo.
本日は証ということなので、自分が信仰に立った経緯からお話をしたいと思います。
So since today I've been asked to share a testimony with all of you, I want to share with you about how I came to believe in Jesus.
私は愛知県の名古屋市で生まれて、高校3年まで名古屋で育ちました。
I was born in Nagoya in Aichi Prefecture and lived there until I graduated from high school.
中学校と高校は浄土宗の仏教学校で、中学1年から漢文を学んで、中高の6年間仏教の経典の原文を読まさせられたりしました。
I went to a private junior and senior high school in the Buddhist Jodo sect, and there I was learning Chinese language and literature from the beginning of my first year of junior high school, and also I was expected to read and to study the Buddhist scriptures for all 6 years of my schooling.
高校に入った頃、当時ハドリー淳二兄弟、それからハドリーアキラ兄弟のラジオの伝道番組で聖書に触れて、それは非常に衝撃的でした。そのラジオの伝道番組では 5,6 回の通信教育があって、質問に答えると次に進んで、最後まで終了するとマタイの福音書の小さな小冊子をもらえるというので、もらった時は 嬉しかった記憶があります。
Around the time that I entered high school, I encountered the Bible for the first time through an evangelistic radio program by brothers Junji and Akira Hadori, and it really impacted me. In that program, they had a correspondence course with 5 or 6 Bible lessons, and if you completed the answers on the first one, then you'd move on and continue, and then if you completed the whole course, you'd receive a small Gospel of Matthew that they sent to you. And I remember when I received it, how happy I was.
仏教の悪口を言うわけではありませんが、当時理科系の学生であった私には、聖書の合理性といいますか、聖書の素晴らしさが驚きでした。
I don't want to say anything negative about Buddhism, but as a student of the sciences, at that time I was surprised and amazed by the rationality and by the beauty of the Bible.
皆さんは芥川龍之介の雲の糸という小説を読んだことがありますでしょうか。仏教の経典そのものではないのですが、仏教から派生したお話です。
Have any of you ever read the novel Spider's Thread by Ryunosuke Akutagawa? It's not a Buddhist scripture per se, but it is a story that is derived from Buddhism.
要は、罪を犯したカンダタは地獄で苦しんでいましたが、生前に雲を殺さなかったことがあったためにお釈迦様は極楽浄土から地獄にいる神田田に雲の糸を垂らしました。
So very briefly, the character in this story, Kandata, who had committed many sins, was suffering in hell. But because he had not committed the sin of killing a spider in his lifetime, Buddha hung a spider's thread from the pure land in total enlightenment all the way down to hell.Where Kandata was.
Kandata は雲の糸を登り始めますが、他にも多くの罪人が雲の糸を登り始めたために、彼らを蹴落とそうとして、したところ、雲の糸はぷっつりと切れて、再び地獄に落ちてしまったというお話です。
So the story continues that Kandata begins to climb that spider's thread to get out of hell.But many other of the sinners in hell also see the thread, and they also begin to climb as well. And when he tries to knock them off and kick them off of the thread, the spider's thread snaps. And they and him too, they all end up falling back into hell.
この話の最後は、この一部始終を上から見ていたお釈迦様は、悲しそうな顔をして、破水刑を立ち去りました。そして極楽浄土はいつもと何も変わりませんでしたと締めくくられています。
And the story ends in this way. The Buddha, who had been watching this all from above, left the lotus pond with a sad look on his face. But the pure land remained the same as usual. And that's the end.
さて、それでは私たちの主なる神様はどうでしょうか。私たちの主なる神様は神様でおられるのに人となって地上に降りてこられました。そして十字架にかかられて私たちの罪をあがなってくださいました。
Now what about the Lord our God? Although God himself is God, he becomes man and comes down to earth to live amongst us. He dies on a crossAnd atones for our sins.
ここに大きな違いがあります。天から糸を垂らす人と天から人の姿となって私たちのところに降りてきてくださる方、罪人が再び地獄に落ちるのを見て悲しみながらそのまま立ち去る人と自分の命をかけて救い出してくださる方、これは全く異なります。
Now we can see a big difference here, can't we? One hangs a thread from the pure land, and one comes down himself from heaven to us in human form. One watches the sinners fall back into hell and then just leaves them there in sadness. And one gives up his own life to save the people from hell. The contrast is glaringly clear.
あの単なるお話で雲の糸の話が仏教の全てを語っているわけではないのですが、しかし大きな違いがあると感じました。
I recognize that this is just a short story. The spider's thread doesn't tell everything about Buddhism, but the impact of the difference of these two really impacted me.
そしてこの点だけでなく、聖書を読むとそこに書かれていることの偉大さに私たちは驚きます。とても人間が考えて書いた書物ではないと感じます。
And it's not just that point alone, but also when reading scripture, I'm amazed at the greatness of what's written. I feel that this is not just a book that's written simply by human thought and creativity, but something more, something greater.
私、鈴木にはパウロのような突然の大きな出来事があって、ある瞬間に大きく改心させられたという経験はありません。しかし、最初に聖書を読んでから45年の間、聖書は今でも常に私に新鮮な驚きを与えてくれます。人は成長とともに聖書の御言葉の意味の深さの理解も成長すると思います。
Now, I have never experienced anything amazing that led to this massive conversion moment like the Apostle Paul experienced in his life. But in the 45 years since I first read the Bible, it continues even now to surprise me in new ways. And as we grow, our understanding of the depth and the meaning of the words of Scripture also grows.
私の信仰の始まりは、この本は、この聖書は人が書いたものではない、この本に書かれていることは神様の御言葉に違いない、だからイエスの十字架も復活も全て真実に違いないという気持ちです。
My faith began with the sense that this book, this Bible was not written by some man's thoughts, that what is written in this book must absolutely be the true word of God.And therefore, everything about Jesus' cross and about the resurrection must also be absolutely true.
私は理系の人間なので、偏屈ばっかり考えてしまいます。今でも量子力学による宇宙の創生には興味があります。
I studied in the science field, so I love to focus on the trivial and minutiae in life.Even now, I take great pleasure in considering explanations of space using quantum physics.
ちなみにアポロ15号で月面着陸したアメリカ人の宇宙飛行士のジェームズ・アーウィンさんは地球に戻ってきてから牧師となりました。宇宙空間や月での経験が彼を伝道者にしたのです。宇宙飛行士のような科学の最先端にいる人が聖書を、そして主なる神様を信じるというのは素晴らしいことではないでしょうか。このようにして始まった私の信仰ですが、45年経って未だに完成していません。
As a side note, the American astronaut James Irwin, who landed on the moon in Apollo 15, returned to Earth and he eventually became a pastor. It was his experiences in outer space and on the moon that influenced him to become a pastor. Isn't it wonderful that someone like an astronaut at the cutting edge of science believes in the Bible, believes in the Word of God and in our Lord God?And my faith began like this too, but 45 years later, I am still being grown and being shaped in my faith.
ちょっと余談になりますが、聖書は未完の書という言葉があります。これは聖書そのものはもちろん大事なんですが、紙の本で聖書を積んでおくだけでは意味がない。聖書を読んだ人が変えられて、信仰を持って、そして聖書の存在の意味を完成させるという意味です。聖書が 人によって読まれて、その人の信仰を、その人が信仰を得ることによって、初めてその聖書が生きるということです。
There's a saying that the Bible is an unfinished book. It's because the Bible is not just a paper book that's meant to be placed on a shelf. The meaning in it being unfinished is that those who read the Bible themselves are in the process of being changed by it. They're growing in faith and they're developing a deeper understanding of the purpose of the Word. In other words, the Bible comes to life when it's read by us and we gain faith from it.
私たちの人生は山あり谷ありです。波乱万丈です。時には心が折れてしまうようなこともあります。私たちはいつでも絶好調ではありません。
Our lives, we know, are full of ups and downs, and sometimes that can be heartbreaking. We're not always at our best and in the best stages of our lives.
しかしそのような人生の中で、時にはつまずいて、時には遠回りして、さまざまな経験を経て、神様の御言葉が私たち自身の中に染み込んでいく。そして私たちが主なる神様を、主イエスを愛している自分に気がつく。そういったことではないでしょうか。
In those times, in those difficult times in our lives, sometimes we stumble, sometimes we take detours, and sometimes we go through difficult experiences. But through it all, God's word can still sink into us, and we can become more aware of God in those moments and realize for ourselves that we love our Lord Jesus more.
苦しみも悲しみもない人生は、ある意味では幸せな人生かもしれませんが、感謝のない人生かもしれません。
A life without suffering or sadness may seem like a happy life in one sense, but also it may be a life that is void of true deeper gratitude.
私たちは人生の苦しみや悲しみの中から主の前にへりくだることを知るのではないでしょうか。
Because isn't it through pain and sorrow in our lives that we learn to humble ourselves before God?
主イエスも血の汗が流れるほどに祈り苦しまれました。何の不満もない人生からは神様にお委ねする信仰は生まれてこないのかもしれません。私たちの人生の試練は私たちの信仰を育てる大切な糧なのかもしれません。
Our Lord Jesus himself prayed and suffered to the point of sweating drops of blood. A life without any dissatisfaction may not produce the true faith to entrust ourselves fully to God. It, rather, it's through the trials of our lives that importantly molds us and shapes us and nourishes growing our faith.
聖書は私たちの人生に寄り添い、私たちの人生に合わせてさまざまなことを教えてくれます。主と共に、主イエスと共に、聖霊と共に歩む人生は私たちの信仰を育ててくれます。
The word of God can draw close into our lives and teach us the things that we need for living in this life. A life of walking with our Lord God, with our Savior Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit certainly grows and strengthens our faith.
旧約聖書のコレヘトの言葉の12章1節に、あなたの若い日にあなたの創造者を覚えよという御言葉があります。皆さんもよくご存知だと思います。
Many of you may be familiar with the well-known verse in the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament, in chapter 12, verse 1, which says, My advice to you is to remember the Creator God while you are young.
主なる神様と歩む日が、主イエスと歩む日が、聖霊と共に歩む日が、その時間が私たちの信仰を育ててくださいます。だから若い日に主なる神様を知ることが大切なのです。
Every day that we walk with the Lord, our God, with our Savior Jesus, and with the Holy Spirit, that time will nurture and grow us more deeply. And that's why it's important for us to know the Lord God at a young age.
では、高齢になってしまったらもう遅いということでしょうか。マタイの福音書の20章8節から16節に、主イエスの例え話としてこのように書かれています。
So does that mean then that once we get older that it's too late to believe in Jesus? Well, let's look at a portion of Jesus' parable in Matthew chapter 20, verses 8 through 16.
夕方になって、ぶどう園の主人は監督に、労働者たちを呼んで最後に来たものから始めて、最初に来たものまで順に賃金を払ってやりなさい、と言った。そこで、5時ごろに雇われた人たちが来て1デナリオンずつ受け取った。最初に雇われた人たちが来てもっと多くもらえるだろうと思っていた。しかし彼らも1デナリオンずつであった。それで受け取ると主人に不平を言った。最後に来た連中は1時間しか働きませんでした。丸1日暑い中を辛抱して働いた私たちとこの連中と同じ扱いにするとは。主人はその一人に答えた。友よ、あなたに不当なことはしていない。私はあなたは私と1デナリオンの約束をしたではないか。自分の分を受け取って帰りなさい。私はこの最後のものにもあなたと同じように支払ってやりたいのだ。
Matthew 20 verses 8 to 16. When the quitting time arrived, the landowner called to his foreman, saying, "Pay the workers their day's wages, beginning with the workers that I hired most recently, and then ending with the workers who have been here all day." So the workers who had been hired just a short while before they came to the foreman, he paid each of them a day's wage. The other workers who had arrived during the day were paid each of them a day's wage. Finally, the workers who had been toiling since early morning came, thinking that they would be paid more. But the foreman paid each of them a day's wage. As they received their pay, this last group of workers began to protest, saying, "We've been here since the crack of dawn, and you're paying us the exact same wage that you paid the crew that just showed up? We deserve more than they do. We've been slogging in the heat of the sun all day. These others haven't worked nearly as long as we have." The landowner heard these protests and responded, "Friends, no one has been wronged here today. This isn't about what you deserve. You agreed to work for a day's wage, did you not? So take your money and go home. I can give my money to whomever I please, and it pleases me to pay everyone the same amount of money. Do you think I don't have the right to dispose of my money as I wish? Or does my generosity somehow pick at you?" And that is your picture. The last will be first, and the first will be last.
ここで賃金という言葉を許しとか恵みに置き換えてみましょう。
Now let's replace the word wage with the words forgiveness and grace.
神様は早く悔い改めたものにも遅れて悔い改めたものにもいずれのものにも同じ恵みをくださいます。主イエスは早くても遅くても悔い改めたものには等しく許しの恵みを与えるのだとはっきり言っておられます。
Both those who repent early in life and those who repent later in life, God offers the exact same forgiveness and grace. Our Lord Jesus clearly states that the gift of forgiveness is given equally to all who are repentant, regardless of whether they realize their sinfulness and their need for repentance. Sorry, regardless of when they realize their sinfulness and need for repentance.
罪は私たちの心の中の大きな穴です。主イエスの十字架は私たちの罪を清めなかったことにしてくださいます。 私たちの心の中に穴で、心の中の穴である罪が大きければ大きいほど、それと同じ大きな恵みで埋めてくださいます。
Sin creates a big hole in our hearts, and the cross of Jesus Christ cleanses our sin and washes them away. The bigger the hole in our hearts, the more that God will pour His grace into it and fill it up.
私たちは自分の心の中の罪、自分の心の穴をよく知っています。他人には気づかれないようにしていますが、自分の心の中の穴は自分には隠すことができません。
We are aware of the sin in our hearts, and we know the hole that it makes. But we want to hide it so that others won't notice our sin. But the thing is, we can't hide it.
だからこそ、己の自分の穴の大きさを知って、その大きな穴を埋めてくださる恵みの大きさに、穴の大きさと同じ喜びと感謝があれば、他人の穴の大きさやそれを埋める恵みの大小を気にする必要はありません。まして他人の恵みの方が大きいからといって不満に思う必要は全くありません。
So if you know the size of the hole in your own heart and you receive the blessings of enough joy and gratitude to fill it, then you don't need to care about the size of the holes in other people's sinful hearts.Nor the amount of blessings that they receive to fill them. You don't need to care about that. There's no need to feel dissatisfied in comparison yourself with others.
そして、主イエスが十字架にかけられた時を思い出してみてください。右と左に共に十字架にかけられた犯罪者がいました。
Let's remember too the moment when Jesus was crucified, that there were two criminals crucified together with him, one on his right and the other on his left.
聖書には強盗としか書かれていませんが、当時の法律でも十字架で死刑になるからには、おそらく今でいう強盗殺人に当たるのかもしれません。強盗殺人は重罪中の重罪です。
Of scripture only talks about them being criminals, but according to the laws at the time, the only crime that was punishable by death on the cross was murder. So murder was seen as the most heinous crime, and these were probably murderers.
しかし、ルカによる福音書の23章4節で主イエスは、あなたは今日私と共にパラダイスにいる。と言ってくださいました。
However, in Luke 23, verse 43, Jesus says to one of those murderers, I promise you that this very day that you're going to be with me in paradise.
どんな重罪を犯しても悔い改めて信じるときに、それが最後の最後の瞬間でもいかなる罪をも許すことができるのが主イエスの十字架です。
No matter how heinous of a crime you've committed, no matter how much sin you have, when you repent and believe, even at the last moment of your life, the cross of our Lord Jesus takes on that sin, and we can be forgiven.
そしてもう一つ申し上げたいことは、聖書や信仰には卒業はありません。私たちの命が続く限り、主と共にある人生は終わりません。
And one other thing that I'd like to share is there is no graduation for us from faith in Jesus. There's no graduation from reading and following what the Bible teaches. As long as we are alive and have breath, our life with the Lord and faith never ends.
ですから劇的なことはなくてもよいので、太くなくてもよいので、細くてもいいので、長くこの世での最後の日まで主なる神様から離れないでいてください。決して離れないでください。
So your faith doesn't have to be this massive dramatic thing that people write about. Okay, it doesn't have to be something that impresses other people. It can be weak and struggling, but draw near to the Lord and stay close to Him as long as you have life and breath on this earth. Never give up.Never turn away from Jesus.
私たちは環境が変わったり何か大きな出来事があると 神様から離れてしまうことがあります。長い人生の中でちょっと休憩してしまうこともあります。しかし必ず帰ってきてください。
When something happens in our life, something big happens, and the situation changes, and we enter different stages of life, it's easy for us to separate ourselves from God. We can be tempted to take a short break from Jesus and the longer that we live. But I urge you, return to God. Always come home to God.
主なる神様は、放蕩息子を喜んで迎えられるように、私たちを満面の笑みで両手を広げて大歓迎してくださいます。ほんの少し休憩や回り道があってもいいので必ず戻ってきてください。
Just like the father did for the prodigal son in Jesus' parable, our Lord God is always there waiting, ready to welcome us with a big smile and his arms stretched out wide open to receive us.So even if right now or at some point in your life you've taken a short break or a detour in your faith, now is the time to return. Now is the time to come back to God.
最後に、お祈りについてちょっとお話しいたします。
And lastly, I'd like to share a little bit about prayer.
先ほどお読みいただいたマタイの福音書の20章29節から34節をお読みします。
And lastly, I'd like to read from Matthew chapter 20, the same chapter that I just read from, but now again from verses 29 to 34.
彼らがエリコを出て行くと、大勢の群衆がイエスについて行った。すると、道端に座っていた二人の盲人がイエスが通られると聞いて叫んでいった。主よ、私たちを憐れんでください。ダビデの声を。そこで群衆は彼らを黙らせようとしてたしなめたが、彼らはますます主よ私たちを憐れんでくださいダビデの声をと叫び立てた。するとイエスは立ち止まって彼らを呼んで言われた。私に何をしてほしいのか。彼らはイエスに言った。主よこの目を開けていただきたいのです。イエスはかわいそうに思って彼らの目を触られた。するとすぐさま彼らは見えるようになり、イエスについていった。
So finally, Jesus and his disciples left Jericho and headed for Jerusalem. And of course, a large crowd followed them. Two blind men sitting on the roadside heard the crowd approaching with Jesus. And they cried out, Lord!Have mercy on us, son of David. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet. But they shouted louder, Lord, son of David, have mercy on us. Taking the two blind men aside, Jesus asked them, What is it that you want, brothers? They replied, Lord, we want to see. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes.Immediately, they could see, and so they followed him.
この聖書の箇所は21章の主イエスのエルサレム入場の前の出来事です。その道すがら物乞いをしていた盲人たちが、主よ私たちを憐れんでください、ダビデの子よと叫び立てたと書かれています。
In this particular passage of scripture, it takes place just before Jesus has his triumphal entry into Jerusalem for the last week of his life and ministry. And it's found in chapter 21. It says that along the way, the blind men who were begging on the roadside cried out, Lord, have mercy on us, son of David.
この二人の叫び声はイエス様に届きました。イエス様はその願いを受け入れられ、二人の目を開き見えるようにされました。ただ主の憐れみを求める者に対してはイエス様は深く憐れんで御業を成してくださいます。
The heartfelt cries of these two men reached Jesus' own heart. Jesus accepted their request, healed them by opening their eyes and allowed them to see both physically and spiritually. So for those who seek the Lord's mercy, Jesus shows his greatest compassion and performs his greatest work.
1週間後はクリスマスで、街や各地の教会で賛美歌が聞こえる季節です。
Christmas is now just a week away, and it's a unique season in Japan and in the whole world because you can hear hymns sung out and about in the town and in the cities and in churches all over the nation and globally.
先ほどの盲人の主よ憐れんでくださいという言葉はキリエエレイソンです。このキリエエレイソンという言葉はクリスマスの賛美歌でも出てきますが、新約聖書の原文のギリシャ語がそのまま使われています。
The plea of these two blind men, Lord have mercy, in Latin is translated as Kyrie eleison. And these words are found in many of the hymns and classical music, including in our Christmas hymns. In the New Testament, those words are recorded in Greek.
この言葉はマタイ15章22節のカナンの女の主よダビデの子よ私を憐れんでください娘がひどく悪霊に取り憑かれているのですという場面でも使われています。
It's the same word that can be found in Matthew chapter 15 verse 22 that's used by the Canaanite woman who says wailing Lord son of David have mercy on me my daughter is possessed by a demon have mercy Lord。
私たちは自分の力ではどうにもならないことに向き合わなければならない時があります。祈りの言葉すら出てこないような時もあります。
There are times when we have to face things in our lives that are way beyond our control. There are times when we cannot even find the words to pray.
そんな時には心の奥底から主よ憐れみたまえという言葉が絞り出されてくるのではないでしょうか。
And in those moments the words Lord have mercy may be coming out of the depths of our hearts.
自分の力で生きてきたと思っている人からは主よ憐れみたまえという言葉は出てきません。ひどく辛く悲しく自分の力でどうしようもない時に主よ憐れんでくださいという言葉が思わず心からこぼれ出てくるのではないでしょうか。
People who try to live their lives by their own strength are not going to cry out, Lord, have mercy. It's when we feel extremely painful and sad, when there is nothing that we can do to help ourselves, that these words, Lord, have mercy, can't help but just spill out as the cries of our hearts.
キリエエレイソン、主よ憐れんでください。この言葉を言ったとき、二人の盲人は主イエスによって大きく変えられました。20章34節には、彼らは見えるようになり、イエスについていったと書かれています。
Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. When they said these words, through Jesus, these two blind men experienced a tremendous change.In chapter 20, verses 34, it says, immediately they could see, and so they followed him.
おそらく目が見えるようになったら、あんなことがしたい、こんなことがしたい、そんな望みがあったはずです。しかし、この二人の盲人は、家に帰らずに、主イエスについていきました。イエス様を我が主と信じ、この方と共に生きるという新しい道を選びました。
Before that moment, they probably had imagined all of the things that they would like to do or what they would want if they could ever see again. But interestingly, instead of doing those things that they had imagined before, even instead of returning home, what did they do? They chose to follow Jesus.They believed and accept Jesus as their Lord and Master, and they chose to walk a new path by sharing with Jesus in His life of ministry.
彼らはきっと、私の目が開いたとき、私の目の前にはイエス様がおられた。この方こそ私の救い主、キリストだと分かった。だから私はイエス様に従うものになった。私はあの日から生まれ変わった。 そんなこのよう、そのように何度も話したに違いありません。
I can imagine that they likely testified many times to other people. When our eyes were opened, there was Jesus standing right there in front of us. We knew that this was our Savior, the Christ. So we experienced a rebirth that day, and that was when we became disciples of Jesus.
新約聖書はこのようにイエス様と出会ってイエス様によって新しくされた人たちの証言集です。
The New Testament is filled with testimonies of people who encountered Jesus and were transformed and made new by him.
キリエ・エレイソン、主よ憐れみたまえという言葉によって物乞いしかできなかった盲人たちが主イエスを述べ伝え、御国が地上に来るお手伝いができるものに変えられました。
Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, were the words of blind men who could only beg, and they were healed and transformed into people who could preach the good news about Jesus the Lord and work in the mission of seeing God's kingdom come to this earth.
私たちは絶えない苦しみを主が深く憐れんでくださるときに神様の愛と恵みを感じます。
We feel God's love and amazing grace when He shows us His great compassion for our unending suffering.
だから苦しみは恵みであり、悲しみも恵みなのかもしれません。私たち人間は苦しみや悲しみを受けたとき、改めて主なる神様に感謝し、信仰が育てられるのではないでしょうか。
So perhaps.In a way, suffering and sadness can even be a blessing. When we experience sadness and suffering, I think we can once again express our truest gratitude to God and grow in faith.
そのような私たちの人生における苦しく悲しい出来事と、それを乗り越える信仰と、力強く慰めて変えてくださる主の道からが、主なる神様の栄光を表しているのではないでしょうか。
Through the pain and the sadness in our lives, faith in Jesus can overcome them, and the power of our Lord conquers them to bring us comfort, to transform us, and that reveals the glory of our Lord.
キリエ・エレイソン、主を憐れんでくださいという言葉は、主の前にへりくだることを表しています。
These important words, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, demonstrates our truest humility before our God.
私たちは自分の力に頼らず、神様にすべてお委ねする、Kyrie eleison, 主を憐れんでくださいの祈りを、二人の盲人たちのように声を大にして言いたいと思います。
Like the two blind men in today's scripture,Let's call out to Jesus in prayer, saying, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. Meaning that we don't rely on our own strength, but entrust everything, including our very selves, to our God.
Kyrie eleison, 主よ憐れんでください。その時、私たちも変えられる時ではないでしょうか。
Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. Isn't it time?For us to be changed too.
お話を簡単にまとめますと、
So to summarize today's testimony,
聖書は長い人生の中で常に私たちに新鮮な驚きを与えてくれます。
Throughout my long life, the Bible has never ceased to amaze me.
主と共に、聖霊と共に歩む人生は私たちの信仰を育ててくれます。だから。あなたの若い日にあなたの創造者を覚えよという御言葉は大切なのです。
And our faith is grown and strengthened by the choice to walk daily together with our Lord Jesus and with the Holy Spirit. That is why the Word of God is so important. There's one that says to remember the Creator God, to know the Creator God in our youth.
同時に主イエスは早くても遅くても悔い改めた者には等しく許しの恵みを 与えるのだとはっきり言っておられます。聖書や信仰に卒業はありません。細くても良いので主なる神様から離れないでください。
Yet at the same time Jesus clearly demonstrates that the gift of forgiveness is offered equally to all who repent, whether it's in the early years of their life or later, because there is no graduation from the Bible. There's no graduation from faith. Even if your faith is weak and struggling, Jesus welcomes us. So please don't ever turn away from him. Never let go.
そして祈りの言葉すら口をついて出ないような時には、キリエレイソン、主を憐れみたまえという祈りの言葉を絞り出してください。ただ主の憐れみを求める者に対しては、イエス様は深く憐れんで御業を成してくださいます。そして主に憐れまれ、主によって変えられた者だけが御国が来る働きをなすことができるのです。
And even when you can't find the words to pray, just simply cry out, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Because for all who simply seek the mercy of Christ, Jesus shows his greatest compassion and performs his greatest work. On those whom he has shown great mercy, they experience life transformation through him and become workers for the coming kingdom of God.
私たちが世界や日本やこの町に御国が来ることのお手伝いをするためには、まず私たちに御国が来ることが大切なのです。
In order for us to be workers in God's kingdom that's coming into this world, into the nation of Japan, into the city of Mito and surrounding communities, it's important though first to invite the kingdom to come into our own very lives.
水戸キリストの教会ではここをしばらく御国が来ますようにというテーマで聖書から学んでおられるとお聞きしております。
I've heard that here at Mito Church that you've been focusing on the theme Your Kingdom Come in the messages, testimonies, communion and Bible studies.
キリエレイソン、主を憐れみたまえという言葉によって、物乞いしかできなかった盲人たちが主イエスを述べ伝える人に変えられたように、私たち一人一人が主イエスによって変えられ、その喜びの福音を述べ伝えるとき、少しずつかもしれませんが着実に地上に御国が来るのではないでしょうか。
So just like the blind men who could only beg, they were transformed into preachers and witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ by praying a simple plea, Lord have mercy. Each one of us can also be transformedAnd filled with that same joy. And as we share the gospel, the kingdom of God will come. Little by little, but surely it will eventually come in fullness to this whole world.
そして水戸キリストの教会が、また私たちキリストの教会の群れが、御国が地上に来るために大きく用いられますようにお祈りいたします。
And it's my prayer that this Mito Church of Christ family and all of the churches of Christ here in Japan can be used greatly by God for the coming of His kingdom to this world.
この先、オズボン兄弟と打ち合わせをしていないアドリブでちょっとだけ追加です。After this, my speech is an improvisation that I have not discussed with Brother Osborne. 下手な英語ですいません。I'm sorry for my bad English. 今バプテスマを受けようとして聖書の勉強をされている方、 If you are currently studying the Bible while thinking about getting baptized, 一歩踏み出すのにためらっている方、 If you are hesitant to take the first step, 勇気を出して踏み出してください。 Please have the courage to step out. 聖書の学びは本を読むことだけではありません。バプテスマを受けて主イエスと共に生きる人生そのものが本当の聖書の学びです。 Bible study is not just about reading books. The daily life of being baptized and dealing with the Lord Jesus is true Bible study. 聖書はあなたの人生と共に完成するのです。 The Bible becomes complete with your life. 信仰は主イエスと共に歩む人生によってますます育まれます。 Faith grows more and more through your life of walking with the Lord Jesus。 野球の本をどれだけ読んでも野球はできるにはなりません。 No matter how many books on baseball rules you read, you will never be able to play baseball。 ボールを持ってバットを持ってグラウンドに立たないと野球は分かりません。そして大谷翔平になれません。Unless you stand on the field holding a ball and bat, you can't understand baseball and you can't become 翔平大谷。今度の日曜日はクリスマスイブです。ぜひこの良いタイミングであなたの新しい人生に踏み出してください。 Next Sunday is Christmas Eve。Please take this opportunity to step into a new life. 主は守ってくださいます。The Lord will protect you. ありがとうございました。Thank you.